Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 4th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 with a 1908 World Series champion side patch purchased from Culture Kings. I'm here at the site of the Cubs home park from 1893 through 1915, the second West Side Grounds and the last venue where the Cubs flew a World Series champion's flag until Wrigley in 2017. The 1908 season's often remembered solely for a single event. Merkel's boner when a New York Giants rookie first baseman didn't touch second on what should have been a walk-off base hit against the Cubs at the Polo Grounds on September 23rd. Back then, it was common for base runners to not touch the following base on a walk-off knock, despite the fact that MLB rules state that a run doesn't score on a play where the third out is made by a runner being forced. Meaning that when Fred Merkel turned for the clubhouse rather than touching second base, he was simply doing what was de rigueur. Exactly what Cubs second baseman Johnny Evers was looking for. He called for the ball, got umpire Hank O'Day's attention, and stepped on second for the third out, which he got, leading to a near riot, a game replay which would lead to the Cubs winning the pennant, and the repeat championship which would be the Cubs' last for 108 years. None of that would have been possible had a similar situation not happened on this date in 1908 at Pittsburgh's Exposition Park. Evers executed in the same way he would 19 days later and didn't get the call from the umpire. It was also Hank O'Day.